is just learn some straight Gemara. Just Gemara, simple, pshat Gemara. Now, I was speaking to, no, Bekov gave me a little chizuk just a moment ago. He said, you know, when you learn this sugya of Meitav Bekiyas, like, it's painful. There's a painful piece of the Gemara. It's painful. It's hard. It's arduous. It's confusing. It's and the reason, one of the reasons for that is we go fast. You know, you're kind of just getting through it. It's a lot of moving pieces. So we're going to spend a little bit of time just nice and slow and working through it slow. And I think when you learn any sukkah, this is true by any sukkah, when you learn it carefully, you know, carefully, so all of a sudden, like, things start to emerge. I think this sukkah is a great, great sukkah to appreciate that. So let's take a look at the Gemara. I'm going to learn the Gemara one time through, just making ha'aros. Some of the ha'aros, most of the ha'aros are the Rishonos ha'aros. You know, that and you've already... Some of you have already seen enough in the Rishon that you're already like, this shiur is going to be easy. But I want you to, like, I want to kind of tell you how you kind of build it up, like, as you go through the Gemara. So we're going to pretend like you didn't see the Rishon, and then we'll go back to the Rishon. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Meitav Shadei Meitav Karmel Shalem, Meitav Shadei Shel Nizak, Meitav Karmel Shel Nizak, Div Rabbi Shmo. Now, when you just learn Rabbi Shmo, that line of Rabbi Shmo, do you know what Rabbi Shmo is saying? Do you have any idea what Rabbi Shmuel is saying in that sentence? What is he saying? When you pay, you pay from the Nizak. Do you really know what he's saying? It's somewhat opaque. It's somewhat opaque. And then comes on Rabbi Akiva, and he says, no, Rabbi Shmuel, you're wrong, because lo bo ha-kosav ela ligvos in the Nizikim in ha-idus. No, you're not right. Rather, the din of Meitav is Likvos Nezikim and Aedis. Now, here comes Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number one is as follows. If I were to ask, you know, you all know, you've all learned Bekiyas, you all know the Maskanos HaGemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, B'de Mazik Shamin, and according to Rabbi Shmo, B'de Mizak Shamin. If I were to ask you, simple question, which Shita is the more Machmir Shita on the Mazik? Who's going to, like, cause the Mazik to have to pay more? What? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Machmishit. If the Mazik has Meitav, that's through the roof, that's Beverly Hills Meitav, he's got to give that up, and that's a real chumrah to the Mazik. But in the Lashon Gemara over here, the Lashon Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel has some kind of psa, whatever that might be, and comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, you're wrong, lo ba ha-kosav ela likvos nizikin min ha-idis. That language of lo bo hakosav ella, what does that indicate? Who's got the more dramatic shita, and who's got the more modest shita? Rabbi Shmuel's got the dramatic shita. Rabbi Shmuel's got, like, the big chiddush, the big chumrah. And Rabbi Akiva says, slow down, Rabbi Shmuel, relax. Lo bo hakosav ella, all the pasuk coming to teach me is ligvos min ha'idus. So ha'ara number one is prima facie. It's always, we understand Rabbi Akiva to be the machmir position. Yet here in the Lashna Gemara, it's coming out that Rabbi Shmuel is giving us the big Kiddush, and now Rabbi Akiva is giving us a much more modest comment. Okay, that's our number one. We'll come back to that. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, now a kasha Rabbi Shmuel. Whatever we thought he meant, I don't know what he meant. But whatever he thought he meant, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because, Achal Shmeina Mesham Shmeina. Acha kusha mishalim shmeina. Now, let's just attack that for a second. So, the Gemara is asking Kash. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you're achal kusha, whatever he said on top, you're achal kusha, what are you going to have to pay for? Shmeina. Does that make sense? As a simple statement, does that make sense? It does not make sense. If you mazik a little, you should pay a little. You shouldn't have to pay a lot. Yet Rabbi Shmuel somehow is telling you that even though you mazik a little, you have to pay a lot. And Rabbi Akiva, back to the first line, says, no, you don't have to pay a lot. Lo ba kosav ella. Now, how does the Gemara phrase and present the kasha on Rabbi Shmuel? If I had to tell you, I have a new din, I want to teach you a new halach, that when you go ahead and damage a little, you have to pay a lot. and you want to ask a kasha on that. How would you ask the kasha on that? Would you ask a kasha, hey, that's illogical? Or would you ask the kasha, hey, you're being inconsistent?
It sounds like illogical.
It's illogical. It's illogical. It's illogical to have to pay a lot when you only did damage a little. It's not logical. It breaches and flouts everything we know about Chiyuvei Mamon. Is that what the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is not asking it's illogical. The Gemara is asking it's inconsistent. When you damage Shmeina, what do you have to pay? You have to pay Shmeina. So why, if you damage Kusa, are you paying Shmeina? You should pay Kusa. The Gemara is pointing out not an illogical position of Rabbi Shmuel, but rather an inconsistent position of Rabbi Shmuel. Do you understand what I'm saying? No. It could be both. It could be both. But that's not what the Gemara is really asking. The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you damage a lot, how much do you have to pay? A lot. So if you damage a little, you shouldn't have to pay a lot. You should pay a little, because consistency would demand that what you damage, you pay. That's what consistency would demand. Shmeina pays Shmeina, so Kusha pays Kusha. Why is Kusha paying Shmeina? It should have, could have just said, why is Kusha paying Shmeina? Kusha should not be paying Shmeina. It's illogical to say that you pay more than you... What? It's not what it's saying. It's not what it's saying. I'm sorry being a stick. But I'm being a stick. Then keep, why do I need the Hagdam? Why do I need the Hagdam? It doesn't do it unless it has. It doesn't. I don't need the Hagdam. The Hagdam is not a distraction. What do I have to build up? What do I have to build up? You're paying more than you damage. Why? Period. Like why the builder? That's that. You don't like the horror? I like the horror. I like the horror. I think it's a good horror. What? Because when you're inconsistent, what you're saying is, no, it's logical. It is logical. I accept the logic of perhaps paying Shmeina and in a case of Kusha, but you're being inconsistent. So therefore, it's no good. I'm saying there's something much more profound than inconsistent. It's not logical. It doesn't make any sense. So don't give me the inconsistent argument. Give me this doesn't make any sense. Why should you ever pay more than you did damage? The pasuk says, okay. So then, why is there a kash in the first place? Ah, okay. So you're saying, you're suggesting an answer to my question. That means you're accepting my question and suggesting an answer. But before we get to that stage, I want you to appreciate the question. Appreciate the question that the Gemara is assuming. It's not illogical. Maybe because of pasuk, but it's not illogical to pay Shmeina when you only did damage to Chusha. That's not illogical. What is illogical is if you're paying Shmeina, then you should pay Chusha, Kusha. That doesn't make sense. That inconsistency is the problem, not the problem of per se Shmeina being paid for Kusha. That's not your problem per se. The problem is that in the case of Shmeina, you pay Shmeina, so it pays a Kusha. Why are you paying Shmeina? Dardon? Yes.
You're saying if it's not logical, why does the Gemara ask that question? Exactly, that's my point. You said that it's not consistent.
I'm saying that the Gemara's kasha is a kasha of consistency, and therefore I'm asking, why are you asking a kasha of consistency? There's a much more profound kasha. Why should you ever be paying more than you did damage for? Why should you, if you only did damage to Kusha, why are you paying Shmeina? Gah! What are you doing? What are you doing now?
I'm just confirming your kasha. You're saying by the Gemara giving the rejection that it's inconsistent, not illogical, shows us that they think maybe that it's illogical. That's how can you say it's
logical? That's right. Very well done, Elishu. You said it very well. Viter and Shah. So because of this kasha of inconsistency, The Gemara says I have to move off of my original conception of Rabbi Shmuel and come on to a new conception of Rabbi Shmuel. What's my new conception of Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara now says, Ella, Amar Rava. Where did I skip something? Ravid bar Avin, Hachav Mayaskinan. So this is the case Rabbi Shmuel is talking about. Kagon she'achal aruga ben ha'arugos, v'lo yadinan ikusha achal ishmeina acha. Demeshalim shmeina. So I have a new pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. What does meitav mean? Meitav means you have a suffix. Whether you are eichel, kusha, or shmeina. And now it's all eaten up. So you can't tell what it was beforehand. So now in a case of suffix, what do? You pay back meitav. What does meitav mean? You pay shmeina. Okay, because there's a possibility that it was a shmeina. So you're paying a shmeina, even though it might have been a kusha. That's the new vision of Rabbi Shmuel. I'll be honest with you. There's such an obvious kasha to this position. What's the obvious kasha? What's the obvious kasha to this position? I mean, the Gemara asks. This is so obvious. So obviously difficult that, honestly, I'm flummoxed that the Gemara even raises it as a possibility, because it is so obviously flouting the ABCs of Nezikin, of Dine Mominus, Motzmei Chavav Arai. Okay, good. The Gemara asks this question. Fine. The Gemara raises a possibility. What's the next line of the Gemara? What should the next line of the Gemara have been? What should the Gemara have said? Hamotzmei Chavav Arai. That's what the Gemara should have said. But all of a sudden, the Gemara starts to wax language. Amar Rava. Uma ilu yadinan dekhusa. Avalo mishalim ela khusa. If we knew it was khusa, what would you have to pay? Khusa. So now, the lo yadinan ikusa achal ismena achal mishalim smena. Like, Rava, why this speech? Why all of this eloquence? I get it. But a whole haddama over here. Ma kusa, you only pay kusa. So now you have a suffek kusa. You want to pay smena? What do you mean? I don't need all that. I don't need all that. Just say Hamotzi Mechaver Lavarai. I don't say Mahavamina. And then I don't understand Rava's dissertation in his kasha. Okay? And then finally, Ela Amaravacha, Bar Yaakov, Akamai Skin, Gonshahaisa, Idis, Denizak, Libos, Kiziburis, Demazik, Vapaliki, Rabbi Shmuel Saber, Denizak Shamina, Rabbi Akiva Saber, Bidemazik Shamina. Okay, fine. And that'll get us on our way. But we're not learning the Maskanas HaGemara today. We're just getting our feet wet with the Havamin of the Gemara. What is going on in the Havamin of the Gemara? So I asked you to look at Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban in Gittin and a couple of Shita Mikubetzes. Fundamentally, I think they're all expressing the same core idea. We'll go through Rashi first. We'll see, but they're all, I think, getting to the same idea. We're starting with the Havamin. What is Rabbi Shmuel's original conception of Rabbi Shmuel? So it comes on Rashi, and Rashi writes as follows. Meitav sadeu shel nizak. That's Rabbi Shmuel's position. She'im ochla aruga b'sadeu. So you have a hezek to an aruga. Shomin aruga misubechet shel nizak. Kama yofa achshav im peroseha. Bekamete yofa below peroseha. Venosin lo. And Rabbi Kiva says, lo ba'akosin ela ligvos l'nezik min ha'izis shel mazik. Deshomin aruga shel nizak lafi mashihi. Demazik ba'alitem lo karka b'demei nizko. Nosin l'metas hadosav shove osan dam. Rashi says, in Rabbi Shmuel, what's the case of Rabbi Shmuel? you damage an aruga in the field of the nizak, you go ahead and identify which is the best field of the nizak, and you do what? Shamin aruga mishbech shal nizak kama yafa achshav im perosel v'kama te yafa, and that's what you pay. In other words, if there is a, let's say the nizak has 100 fields, 100 arugos, 100 rows, and they're all different quality rows. Their lowest level is a 1, and the highest level is 100. They're all different levels by a unit of 1. And comes along Avi Dardon, and I don't know, it comes in the lesson Hit Dar Derut. And not telling. And stop. And the guy damages, the Mazik damages row number 60. Row number 60. So according to the Havamina of the Gemara, what is Rabbi Shmuel paying? What does the Mazik pay? The Mazik pays 100. The Mazik pays 100. Because the best field is 100. We'll do the Shuma based on that. And that means that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there has been an inurement to the wealth of the Nizak. You did damage of 60, you get paid back 100. What's Rabbi Akiva's response? How can you do that? Lo ba hakosav ela ligvos. In other words, according to this formulation of Rashi, which is Tosafot, which is everyone in the Havamina, who's the machmir position on the mazik? Who's really being machmir? Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir, because he's saying that you pay more than you had to pay. This is what Tosas says as well. Let's see Tosas. Tosas presents as the kasha. The imtomar amai toit fe b'diri Rabbi Shmuel lomar shim acha kusha m'sham shmeina yotim b'diri Rabbi Akiva dim Rabbi Akiva kamar nami shim acha aruga kusha m'sham aruga shmeina shim b'sodosav. How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara is asking Kashmir Rabbi Shmuel, how can Rabbi Shmuel say you did damage to Kushi, pay Shmeina? Rabbi Akiva has the same problem with Chora. Because after all, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're also paying Meitav. And maybe you did damage to Kushi, you're paying a better field of the Mazik. Why is the Kashas on Rabbi Shmuel and not on Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva is also saying you pay more than you damage. You pay more than you damage. You damage Kusha, and now you're going to pay a Shmein of the Mazik. That's more than you damage. Rabbi Akiva says that too. You pay Edis of the Mazik. Look over, that's more. Why does Gemara assume that it's only a problem to Rabbi Shmuel and not to Rabbi Akiva? So Tosas says, the reason the Gemara is bothered by Rabbi Shmuel is because the Gemara read the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara understood Rabbi Akiva properly. And when Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba hakosuv ela, he's saying, Rabbi Shmuel, you're overreaching. I don't overreach. You overreach. So from there, the Gemara understood. Rabbi Shmuel's position is, you did damage of 60 and you're paying 100. That's overreaching. According to me, Rabbi Akiva, you did damage of 60. How much are you paying?
60.
You're paying 60. So that's why, from the language of Rabbi Akiva, that's why I want you to read the words carefully. From the language of Lo Ba HaKosav Ela, that's what's triggering the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Shmuel and not on Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So what then are they arguing? What at this stage in the Gemara is the difficulty in the Gemara? After all, again, and the Gemara's kasha now is a very simple kasha. What's the kasha? Ocha Shmeina, Ocha Kusha. Yishalem, Shmeina, that flouts the rules. Why are you giving him, as Tosas writes, a knas? It's a knas. You did 60 damage, you pay 100, that's a knas. And I'm still bothered by that. The Book of the Mar is asking kash of inconsistency, not illogic, but it is illogical. It's illogical. Okay, so take a look. I asked you to look at the Shita Mikubetz. I think the Shita Mikubetz says it in the clearest way, exactly that Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, what's going on over here. So let's take a look at that. and that'll help us open up this sukkah. So Rabbi, the Shita says as follows. Davav Medeis. Okay. Says the Shita. Meitav Sadeu Shel Nizak. Piresh Bakunshus. De Kosalka Daita Hashta de Boilamemar. De Afilu Ochal Kusha Shel Nizak. Mishalem lo dmei shmeina shel nizak. The havamina of the Gemara and Rabbi Yishmael was, if you damage a kusha field, you pay back dmei shmeina, the value of a shmeina field. Ubitarte pligi, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Key line. There is a double machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Two machlekes. Machlekes number one, Upiresh Mori da Hainu Tarde. Here are the two. Chada, the Rabbi Akiva, lo meshalem ela, dmei kusha she'ochal, ul Rabbi Yisrael meshalem dmei shmeina. Meaning, they're arguing about the amount of payment. According to Rabbi Akiva, how much do you pay? You damage 60, how much do you pay? 60. You pay 60. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you pay, you damage 60, you pay 100. You pay 100. So they're arguing about the damin. That's number one. The ode. The Rabbi Akiva gavi me'idis. Ul Rabbi Shmuel megbeyu me'eza shiirtza af miziboris. Damuki leila kamon de meitav le'inyin de mishan shmeina velo le'makom kaviyah. Argument number two is what you pay with. According to Rabbi Yishmael, what do you pay with? You pay with whatever you want. Because according to Rabbi Yishmael, what's at issue is not what you're paying with, but rather the amount that you're paying. And according to Rabbi Akiva, what's at issue? Is a din in the gvir, not the amount. The amount is constant, but rather the what? The quality of payment. Now, in light of this little har, I'll read the Rav Etu. He says similar. Rabbi Shmuel, achas shmeina. The chulei mishan shmeini. The kasalga daif deba ha pligid. Rabbi Akiva sava lo. Let me hold on to that. Hold on to that. Rabosa. What is the machlokes at its core at this stage of the Gemara between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? What are they really, really arguing about? Eita. Go ahead. I don't know. I'm not there yet. You know what? Let me give you one more clue, please. I want to learn with you a Ramban. There is an identical sugya, parallel sugya Masechus Gittin. And let's see how the Ramban writes it. I think he's saying the same thing, but he's using different words, which I think are very, very meaningful. Says the Ramban again, Mem Ches Mebei, source number 6. Ul Rabbi Shmuel, Ochal Shmeina, Mishalim Shmeina, Ochal Kusa Mishalim Shmeina, Peirush Rabbi Shmuel. Kevan Dichi Ochal Shmeina, Ena Mishalim Ela Kayotze Ba. Since when you pay shmeina, what do you pay for? What do you give over? Shmeina. You pay shmeina. Ve'ein ata mechayvo l'shalem yotem imashe yizik. And you're never going to pay what? More than the damage. So kisha'ocha kusha heyach efshe shemeshalem shmeina sheshava yotem imashe yizik. Rabos, I notice. I can't say this enough. Is this a kasha of logic or inconsistency? he's clearly presenting it as it's inconsistent. It's also logical. But why is it presented as inconsistent? Vikoshali. Vikoshali. Minolet Rabbi Shmuel. Ooh, this is a key word. Lefi mida mishalem. Velo lefi damim. Tfei Rabbi Akiva. Why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Shmuel pays lefi mida and Rabbi Akiva pays lefi damim? Maybe Rabbi Akiva also is Lafi Mida. And the Gemara answers, Kev the Pshitalei Rabbi Akiva Lafi Damim, Rabbi Shmuel Damim Lafi Damim. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel also Lafi Damim. Iklamei Marlis the Brice Akshise. What brought the Gemara to that point? What brought the Gemara to that point is the language of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Ba Hakosav Ela Ligvos Nezik Min Aidis, Volo Piresh Me'eza Idis Alma Shamed Rabbi Shmuel Damim Shamed Yoter. So apparently from Akiva's language, you see that Rabbi Shmuel pays extra, and that means Rabbi Shmuel is paying, the payment is Lafi Mida. And Rabbi Akiva's payment is Lafi Damim. What does that mean? What does that language mean? Lafi Mida versus Lafi Damim. Nothing. I don't want to go into the word knas just yet. I'm not ready for the word knas. Ezra.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're paying physical changing. Meaning, if I damage a row of lesser
Kusha.
I'm going to pay him Shmeda. Meaning that row is worth more than the role of Kusha. So I'm paying more than what I damaged.
So what does it mean, Lafi Mida? Just give me the, what does Lafi Mida mean? In English!
Amount. Physical, like, a row.
Measure. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you damaged an aruga, what do you have to pay? You have to give back an aruga. You have to give back an aruga. Now comes the din of Meitav. And the din of Meitav says, Meitav shall nizak, so you have to give back an aruga. But what does an aruga mean? The best aruga. The best aruga. In other words, the chiyuv is not a chiyuv mamon. It's a chiyuv lefi mida, which means it's a payment in kind. If you want to bring back old language, Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Rambam, Perakei, Alacha Beis, Raivid, Rambam, Sukkim Bav Metzia, Hani Shakuloi, is the payment restoration or is it compensatory? According to Rav Yishmael, you damaged an aruga. What do you have to get back? An aruga. But comes Meitav, and says, the Xeris HaKaz HaMeitav says, but you have to give back an aruga of Shmena. Of Shmena. Okay. And Shmena is worth 100. I don't care. Good, you're paying more. 60, you pay back 100, because the din of Meitav says you're paying an aruga. Says Rabbi Akiva, you damage 60, what do you owe? You owe 60. You owe damim. You owe 60. Now, there's a new question of how do you pay that 60? So if you're paying that 60 in karka, so then, what kind of karka do you have to pay with? You pay idis, which means if you damage an aruga of shmena, of kusha, you're going to give a karka that's smaller because you're giving over Edis, but you're still giving the same 60. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Shmuel? In light of this pshat, what's the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Shmuel? Is Rabbi Shmuel saying something illogical? By saying you pay shmena instead of over kusha, is that illogical? It's not illogical. It's not illogical at all, because You damaged an aruga, you pay back an aruga. The pasuk of Meitav says you pay the best aruga. It's not illogical. That's the gzeiros hakos of Meitav. But you know what it is? It's inconsistent. Because if when you damage a field of shmeina, you're paying shmeina, so then it seems inconsistent to say that when you damage a field of kusha, you're paying in excess. There seems to be something off there. And that's the problem that the Gemara has. Now, where did the Ramban get this language of mida, lefi mida, and lefi dam? Did he make that up? Did he make it up? He didn't make it up. He got it from the Gemara Pesach. Take a look quickly. We'll do this quick. And Rabosai, I happen to have a like again, we're learning the technical sugyas of Meito. It's not technical. And it's amazing. The Ramban, the sugya in Gittin is Meito. That's the sugya. There's two sugyas of Meito, Bava Kama Da Vav and Gittin Daf Mem Ches. It's the same exact sugya. Look at that Gemara. It's a cut and paste. It's a cut and paste. Bava Kama is actually cut and paste, because that's the Mishnah, and that's the sugya. Cut and paste the Bava Kama. Mamish cut and paste, a dafyomi learner's dream. I didn't get in, now it's a schaza. Okay? So the Ramban over there is our Ramban, is our sugya. Where did the Ramban get this language of mida, keneged minyan? So, I don't think he made it up. He got it from a Gemara in Pesach. Now take a look at the Mishnah 7 and 8, and then we're going to pause for about 20 hours or so, and I'll pick it up tomorrow. Says the Gemara Pesach, Mishnah says, if a zar eats truma b'shogeg, a zar she'achal trumas, ooh, this is radical, a zar who eats trumas chometz b'pes, what's the normal rule for zar eats truma b'shogeg? The zar eats truma b'shogeg. The halacha is, a non-kohen eats truma b'shogeg, the halacha is, he has to pay back Karen plus a chomesh. Okay? Karen and chomesh. Chomesh is a quarter. A zar is a non-kohen.
Chomesh is a fifth or?
A quarter. Seven. If you do damage of 100, you pay back 100 plus 25. It's a quarter. I'm messing around with that. If you damage truma, if you eat truma of 100, so you have to give back a keren, which is 100, plus a chaimesh, which is another 25. So that's a.
If you,
a chaimesh is a quarter. Because a chaimesh is a quarter. So it's a fifth of the total. It's a fifth of the total of keren plus chaimesh. Karen plus Chav is 125, so it's a fifth of that. It's a quarter. It's a quarter. So you're never going to forget that now. A Chaimish is a quarter. Right, like hitter, like the Suyu hitter mitzvah. Right, okay. Okay, so where am I looking? So the Mishnah says, Ha'ochal Shumas Chometz Ba'Pesach B'Shogeg Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh. Now, if you open up the Gemara and Pesach, quickly, the Gemara turn the page, first line on the page. Ooh. So you have to pay back. The zar that eats truma has to pay back. Here's the shaila of the Gemara. Iboilu. Kishu mishalem, when he pays back, lefi mida mishalem, o lefi damim mishalem. What is that all about? I don't understand. Kol hecha demi karashavya arba zuze lebasov shava zuze. If it used to be worth 4 when you ate it, and now it went down in value to 1... Lo tevar, lo tevade, to make karma shalom fi damim. You certainly have to pay 4. The lo garmi gazlan, the tana kola gazlan, and shalom kshas hagzela. So you still have to pay 4. If it went down in value, you still have to pay 4, not to talk about. We're not going to rip people off. But what if it goes the other way around? Ki teboilach, watch this. De me ikara shav azuza, the truma was worth a zuz. Ulebasof, and when it's payback time, it goes up to arba. Now, went up in value. If you want to tell me my, if you want to tell me lefi mida mishalem, you have to pay back in kind. So you ate what? You ate a date of truma. What do you have to pay back? You have to give back a date of truma. How much is the date of truma worth today? 4. So you have to give back either a date of truma, or you have to give back a total of 4, because you're paying lefi mida, meaning what's your chiyuv to with truma? What's your chiyuv? Restoration. That's your chiyuv plus a knas of a chaymish. So what do you do? So in that case, Amalei Gira Achal Gira Meshalim. Oh, Dilma, Lefi Dami Meshalim. Or do you pay what? Lefi Dami. You ate what? Azuz. And Lefi Dami Meshalim. Bezuza Achal, Bezuza Meshalim. So you're Nafkamina. Whether you pay Lefi Dami, Lefi Mida, is going to be if there's an appreciation in the value. If you're paying lefi mida, you pay 4. If you're paying lefi dami, you only have to pay 1. Now watch this. Watch this! Skipping a few lines down. Gemara says it's a machlokas tanoi. What would be the din? Zar she'ochal truma chometz ba'pesach. You have truma wheat. That is chametz. A zar eats it. I'm Pesach. What does he have to pay? If you assume lefi mida, you ate a unit of truma, lefi mida, you have to give that back. What's it worth? 0. But we're not paying lefi damin, we're paying lefi mida. So you have to pay back. But if you're assuming wat lefi damim, then what? How much you have to pay back? 0. Now look at the Gemara. You ready to get chills in your spine? Chills in your spine. Ketanoi ha'ochel shumas chometz ba'pesach potu min ha'tashlumin umit me'etzim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says lefi tami. The Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, Shak Levitaria, Meitav is assuming, is linking. Says Ramban, this is one simple. Lefi mida, lefi tami. The Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Ishmael, what's pshat in the Gemara, you're paying back lefi mida. If you're paying back lefi mida. So yeah, you can pay back 100 even though you only did damage to 60. Sure. But Rabbi Akiva holds you always pay lefi damin. What's meitav tilui? It says teaching halacha in Gvir. Where did Rabbi Akiva have this shita? Yeah, there's the same exact shita that you find by when Psachim regarding Achilas Truma, Rabbi Akiva l'shita say lefi damin. We're going to stop here. Is that a good comparison? Is Truma the same as Meitav? Is the same or not? That's a discussion. But do some Chazara. What to review. This is all in the Shita Mechubetzet, Ramban, etc. Stop here.